Today, a dunder crunch incoming as more rate rises are on the cards. Hello again, it's Martin Nils from Digital Finance Analytics, one that is post covering finance and property news. We had fresh inflation warnings from both Reserve Bank of Australia Assistant Governor Sarah Hunter and the RBA Deputy Governor Andrew Hawser in the past couple of days ahead of the monetary policy meeting at the end of the month. And frankly, it sent signals to the markets that they are likely to raise interest rates again at this meeting, or the next, or both. Inflation is too high, and that's why we've raised interest rates three times at the beginning of this year. And the question now, frankly, for us, is have we done enough, or is more needed? Andrew Hawser said in a rare ABC 7:30 interview. The central bank's preferred underlying inflation measure that strips out volatile price changes has been stuck at 3.6% over the 12 months to July, well above the bank's target of between 2 and 3%. And of course, RBA Governor Michelle Bullock warned last month that the bank would lift interest rates if there were upside risks to inflation. And now bond traders are pricing in about a 70% chance of a rate rise on September the 29th. The Reserve Bank of Australia Assistant Governor, speaking at the Australian Financial Review Property Summit, said a slump in the housing market is hurting the broader economy and will dampen the construction of new homes, but rejected developers' claims that it would push the country into recession. And despite the housing slowdown, Hunter said RBA board could increase interest rates when it met later this month, given the persistent cost increases. We are concerned about inflation. And if there is a sense that inflation is going to be stronger than we think in the context of our forecast, then the board may well have to raise interest rates to tackle that, she said. And that's very significant because while the housing downturn has wiped about $34 billion off values of dwellings in the 3 months to the 30th of June, according to the latest figures from the ABS, as I discussed yesterday with Chris Bates on my live show, and that's reverberating across the economy and hurting consumer sentiment and squeezing construction margins even further, it will not be enough to stave off more rate increases. Actually, the continued decline in home values will make people feel less wealthy and spend less on furniture and new cars, but the overall reduction in consumer spending is likely to be relatively small, she said. Sure, housing construction is going to fall in 2027 and 2028, so it's definitely going to slow things down. But given everything else that's going on, then we wouldn't expect right now to see a recession or anything like that in the economy, she said. And interestingly, Domain's chief economist Nicola Powell said housing was almost 70% of household wealth, so a decline in house prices would slow consumer spending. That's a good thing for inflation. We need inflation to come down. And it's worth bearing this in mind. We're going to see more inflation landing, given the fact that Brent crude oil jumped back towards the $99 a barrel after the US launched a fresh wave of strikes on Iranian oil tankers in the Straits of Hormuz. And Houthi militants hit Saudi Arabian oil facilities. While the RBA led the developed world in raising interest rates aggressively at the start of the year to combat an unexpected pickup in inflation, these high oil prices are another complication that's pushing other central banks to follow suit too. The European Central Bank, for example, is expected to raise interest rates for a second time this year on Thursday, while New Zealand boosted its cash rate just last week. Reserve Bank of Australia Deputy Governor Andrew Hawser said on 7:30 that both the economy and inflation are running stronger than expected, forcing the central bank to weigh whether a further rate rise is needed when it meets later in the month. The RBA Deputy Governor, in his 7:30 outing, said there is a lot to like about the Australian economy, including unemployment near historic lows and GDP growing roughly at trend, but added, we have one big problem, and that's inflation. And he said that he was more worried about the upside risk to inflation following a recent trip to Texas, where he experienced firsthand a boom in artificial intelligence, which he said was boosting productivity, but also adding to inflation through the data center rollout. We've had a couple of inflation numbers a couple of weeks ago, and it was a little stronger than we'd expected, and the market expected, and the GDP growth number that came out last week was also a bit stronger. So both of those are going into the mix, he said. People want inflation down. People are furious about inflation. I understand why, Hauser said. It's unfair. It hits people on low incomes. It damages price signals. It makes the job of companies difficult. What they want us to do is our job and bring inflation down. And Hauser said that the RBA was concerned about three risks that could push inflation higher. The conflicts in the Middle East, the global boom in artificial intelligence investment, and in Australia, weak productivity. And so while falling house prices and low consumer confidence painted a more balanced picture of the economic outlook, Hauser stressed that the RBA board was very focused on those upside risks to inflation. And just to remind you, inflation has been running above the RBA's target for the best part of the last 4 years. And Hauser said he did not think the central bank had so far reached the point where people no longer viewed the 2-3% inflation target as credible, though he was alert to the possibility that it could happen. No one more skeptical than he, therefore, because they hadn't done their job very well at all. Asked what the RBA board would do if it did not appear as though inflation was on track to return to the target band, Hauser said, quite simply, they would raise interest rates. And yes, more economists now expect the Reserve Bank to lift the cash rate when it meets later in the month, and potentially again in November. Following Hauser's remarks, Goldman Sachs chief economist Andrew Barak said he now expects the RBA board to raise the cash rate to 4.6% at its September 28th to 29th meeting, with the material risk of a follow-up rise at the meeting on the 2nd to the 3rd of November. Another rate rise would, of course, be a blow for the Albanese government, which is grappling with widespread voter discontent over the cost of living and fueled, of course, a rise in support for One Nation. And Macquarie Bank chief economist Rick Devereaux said he now also expected the RBA board to raise the cash rate in September. The 75 basis points of tightening earlier in this year is working, with growth in recent quarters below trend, he said. However, with unemployment still around 0.75 percentage point below the pre-COVID level, the RBA now seems to feel that output remains above the economy's potential, suggesting that more needs to be done to bring inflation back to target. And in research released before Hauser's television appearance, Westpac chief economist Lucy Ellis said she expected the RBA to raise the cash rate to 4.6%, but argued the central bank's leadership would strongly favour doing so in November rather than September, because while Ellis acknowledged the probability of a September rate rise was not zero, she argued the Reserve Bank board would prefer to wait for the full quarterly inflation report due on October the 28th, to which I reply, yes, there's enough evidence already to show that things are not going in the right direction. And as Alex Joyner noted over at IFM, the RBA is concerned that its inflation credibility is on the line if inflation expectations become unanchored. Now, while these survey measures are heavily influenced by petrol prices, people tend not to think the RBA ever has inflation at the target midpoint sustainably. It is just a question of how far away from it. The news recall measures might be more informative. It has only been materially elevated when inflation has been a problem, as it was in 2007, 2002, and right now. So what are we to make of all this? Well, in the pure mechanical approach that the RBA is using, they will probably lift rates again, despite the fact that a lot of the inflationary pressures are created by capacity constraints in the Australian economy because of poor government policy, and of course, the fact that the inflation pressures from the oil prices won't be alleviated one iota by putting interest rates up. This is not a cycle of inflation fundamentally being driven by credit expansion. In fact, credit is now easing back, as we saw recently. So in a way, the question is, yes, we have an inflation problem, and yes, the RBA is, of course, required to try and get back to 2-3% while keeping unemployment as low as possible. But of course, these inflationary pressures are coming from, well, quite weird angles. And the bottom line is simply this: people are going to be under greater pressure, and the inflation may not come back into band by lifting rates higher. That is the true dilemma for the Reserve Bank. But as I say, they're mechanistic, really. And so I suspect that we will see rate rises, which will put more pressure on more households. As I discussed recently, mortgage stress and rental stress is as high as it's been at the moment, and will probably go higher, which is not good news for anyone. I'm afraid, I think the whole approach to monetary policy is deficient, particularly in the complex environment that we now find ourselves in. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.